Welcome back. You listen to Morning Ireland at 8:15. Now, we've been told by the Department of Justice that they received allegations, the latest allegations, about the cancellation of penalty points last week. And a spokesperson for the Minister, Frances Fitzgerald, said she had sent these allegations on to the Garda Ombudsman Commission, again last week, for investigation after a request from the Garda Commissioner. One of the points just worth mentioning is that, according to the Department, the Minister, Frances Fitzgerald, was not aware when she sent on this request for an investigation by the Garda Ombudsman Commission. She was not aware of the identity of the person making the allegations. However, it's fairly clear now, as a result of reporting in a number of places, including the This Week programme on RT yesterday, that they come from the Garda whistleblower, Garda Sergeant Maurice McCabe, who has been advised by Transparency International since he approached their helpline. And John Devitt has been in touch with him again, I know, and joins us now of Transparency International. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. What, give us an idea what these latest allegations concern. In other words, the cancelling of penalty points, on what grounds?
In the past, people might remember that senior Gardaí above the rank of inspector were cancelling penalty points on the basis that they were late for a swimming lesson, or that their cows had been stung by bees. In one case, we believe a motorist had his penalty points cancelled because he was pregnant. These exotic excuses were identified
That's
fairly
the past.
Easily
before last June.
Yeah, and the Garda report and the Garda inspectorate had identified this problem last year or earlier this year. What appears to have been happening since then is that Gardaí are going into the PULS system and cancelling penalty points using less exotic excuses
such
that might not be picked up on or be suspicious, such as that the car was an emergency vehicle. But we know, certainly McClifford has been writing today, that some of the cars that were apparently emergency vehicles were actually commercial vehicles, or cars that would not be driven by the Gardaí, and that other Gardaí have been saying that they haven't been able to issue summons or notices because the motorist wasn't at the address, when that appears not to have been the case. They're saying that the points weren't delivered because of inability to post them, for example. So there appears to have been a pattern here, particularly in relation to serving Gardaí. McClifford writes this morning that in some cases points were struck off because a townland did not exist, but it existed. It didn't exist for some motorists. It appears that those points were written off for Gardaí, not for other motorists. So the excuses being recorded are a little more sophisticated than they were in the past.
Yeah, John Burke was also reporting some of those, and also another one about address not known.
Yeah.
Even though we're talking about Gardaí, whose addresses are
Absolutely.
Obviously known.
Yeah.
To the Gardaí.
Yeah. I mean, you'll remember that the former Garda Commissioner, Martin Callanan, had said some time back that when he was caught speeding, he was on his way to a meeting. I believe that he was driving his own personal car in that case. This pattern, this excuse appears to have been, appears to be continuing, where Gardaí are having the points cancelled, and the Garda writing the points off, saying that they were driving while on duty.
Now, are we talking, first of all, because penalty points can be cancelled for valid reasons, let's remember that. Are we talking about cases entirely that are in investigation now because Maurice McCabe believes the cancelling was improper?
Well, I believe that other Gardaí have come to Maurice McCabe and alerted him of this practice as well, and that the incidents that are the subject of scrutiny today and yesterday have happened since the reforms were promised. We were told that the Thurles centralised processing office, which would oversee the penalty point system, would be overseeing and cancelling the cancellation and cancelling these points.
And it'll all be straightened out. But just to be clear, are we talking about cases that are about which there's, let's say, questions need to be asked? Are we talking about some that might be perfectly innocent and justifiable?
I think in many cases we're talking about cases that where questions need to be asked of the Gardaí who had cancelled the points. They're saying that Gardaí are on duty when clearly they're not on the roster, and they're using excuses that they believe would not provoke suspicion, but where there is a reason for suspicion.
Right, well, two obvious questions arise in terms of how you see this, because I know that you've met the Minister Francis Fitzgerald earlier in the summer. Are you happy that this is going to be looked into properly, bearing in mind that we're looking in a situation where you have an acting Garda Commissioner who's going to apply for a job to head her own force, and this is happening while she's in charge? And GSOC are also looking into this. Are you happy it's going to be investigated properly? And secondly, what about the position of Maurice McCabe? I mean, if he's still acting as a whistleblower, is his position in the Garda, is it, well, let's say, how difficult is it?
We've kept in touch with Maurice since he came to us through our helpline in 2012, and we've always been concerned. Our primary concern has been for his welfare and his well-being, and that of his family. He's been isolated at work. He's found it very difficult at times to do his work, and it was only this year that his right to use Pulse was restored by the Garda Commissioner. I think he may need to be relocated to a position where he doesn't face the same kind of reprisal or face isolation at
what
work.
What do you mean?
Well, I would suggest that he may be moved to another, perhaps another district, or to a different unit within the Gardaí that might be able to make use of his skills. But at the moment, he's in a very difficult position in Mullingar.
You think he would want that?
Garda station. I think he would be happy with a move to another.
And in the meantime, are you happy that this is being investigated as it should be?
I think if anything good comes of this case, it's that the Garda Commissioner and the Minister accept that at least it may be happening. In the past, the Minister for Justice and the Garda Commissioner denied that it was happening and sought to isolate and discredit the whistleblowers. I think we've seen some movement in that regard.
Just one other question before you go. How many allegations are we talking about?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be able to tell you how many allegations we're dealing with, but we're talking about a significant number here. Maurice McCabe seems to believe that there is serious cause for concern, enough for him to report this to the Garda Commissioner and GSOC.
John Devitt of Transparency International, thank you.